Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Tonight, 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's 645. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today. Showers in the afternoon, a high of 53. That's it. 42 tonight and tomorrow. Colder for your Friday. Only 45 with heavy rain possible. It is 46 in Boston. Let's go where it's warm and toasty all the time. LBF's dirty laundry room. Okay.
Smells like Tide.
Yeah.
All right. Why is Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon, why are they never invited back to Tom Cruise's house? Do one thing.
Separation of bacon there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix has a new show that's going to help you sleep. But first, Billy Eichner. You know Billy Eichner. He's very funny. He's in a couple of shows that you might know. Was he in Community or is he in bad people? Anyway, he's a guy, Billy on the street. He yells at the street. Have you ever seen him?
You'll know him when you hear him.
Yeah. Anyway, he knew. Colton Underwood yesterday on GMA came out. The Bachelor said he's gay. He feels bad about being on The Bachelor, feels bad about breaking these girls' heart, feels bad about sort of lying to them. But Billy Eichner back in 2019 was interviewing him, and this is what he had to say to Colton Underwood.
The first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know.
I
put that in your promo. See you later.
Wow. Wow.
See?
So was that back in
2019?
So
he was interviewing Colton Underwood, and that's what he said.
Isn't that
and he's
funny?
Like, "Hey."
But you know what? Here's the silver lining.
What is?
If you were one of the contestants on The Bachelor and you felt bad that he sent you home, right? Don't.
Right.
He wasn't into you.
Right.
And he wasn't
right.
Going
and there
to
was, you know, Bob. Look yeah. at you.
Right.
Look at you, looking at the silver yeah. lining.
Maybe they can bring him back. He can be the first gay bachelor.
I would watch that show.
Right. There's talk about it, but he had. There were some people who were not happy with him because of the stalking issues that he had with Cassie. That's all weird.
I think he was going through a lot. Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, he was obviously very torn about what he was going through, and he kind of, I think, got caught up in the whole Bachelor thing and TV and all that stuff is very intoxicating.
But ever seen by anybody jump a fence like that guy?
No, he wasn't. That's why she probably took the restraining order out against him. He's like, have you seen him hop a fence?
That's true.
All right.
Okay, good point.
Netflix, he's going to have a reality TV show on Netflix.
Mm.
So, you know, there's something
in
it for him. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But Netflix also has a new show coming up. It's a show that's going to teach you how to get a good night's sleep.
Okay.
They are teaming up with Headspace, and they're going to be talking about how all the things that you do that prevent you from getting a good night's sleep, which includes watching a Netflix show about getting a night's sleep. How about you just go to bed?
It's like a show that'll put you to sleep.
Right? It's like watching a fireplace on TV.
Well, yeah.
Just no.
No, it just teaches you shouldn't be scrolling, all this other stuff.
Are you going to do the story of the number one Netflix show in Canada and the USA? And you've never watched it?
Yeah. Well, you want to know what it is? I'll tell you right now.
Go ahead.
It's S Creek.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
Why
it.
Why haven't you
I'm
watched
I'm an outlier,
this?
Bob.
Yes.
I like to remain a mystery to people. I am
the number one show in Canada and the U.S.
She hates things that are popular.
I do.
That's what it is.
I don't like Friends. I haven't watched S Creek.
The show Friends.
Yeah, I hate I didn't like that. I haven't watched Breaking Bad. I didn't like that.
You would love The Creek.
I know.
So you. Has Dave watched it?
No.
He would love it.
He and I are weird like that. We don't like it either. He liked Breaking Bad.
He doesn't
to
be on the... I got it. He's not a band...
Wagon.
Whatever, band wagon guy.
Yeah. All right. Tom Cruise.
Get on that one.
Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
So why is Kira Sedgwick never invited back to Tom Cruise's house? 30 years ago, he and Tom Cruise invited Kira and Kevin Bacon over to his house. When she was there, she wandered over to the fireplace and noticed that there was a button under the mantle. And what do you do when you're young? She pushed it. She thought maybe something interesting would happen. But I would think like there would be like a secret passageway.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So then she got nervous. She told Tom she pushed the button, and he told her it was the panic button. The cops came and interrupted a screening Tom was having. It doesn't sound like Tom said anything else to Kira, but she's never been back to his place.
And what so the panic button was for the cops.
One button.
Yeah. And she never went back.
Never went back.
That's funny. Well, he's probably screening one of his movies, too, right? So how awkward would that
right.
be anyway?
Oh, God.
How great was
Kane.
That, guys?
Yeah. And Tom doesn't like that stuff. You heard how he screams at people. Remember he screamed at people for not wearing a mask, which with, but not really.
Not good.
Anyway, so that's why.
That's it.
Don't touch buttons in people's houses.
Any birthdays of note today?
Oh, yeah. You know whose birthday it is?
Yeah.
You love this guy.
This guy.
Seth Rogen. How old is he?
39.
39.
But that laugh will never get old.
He's
right?
funny. He makes vases now and bongs.
And weed.
And weed.
Yeah.
That guy is doubling down on his addiction.
And then all you hear is... okay.
I love it.
I had a car that sounded like that
you
when it
did.
Was... Yes. It was an old Monte Carlo. Probably should have changed the battery.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6:50. Here's the boss.
Funny.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.